And we're in the green room once again. And today we got some really cool things going on here. Some outrageous music and information about a show that's coming up. And I'm going to go around and introduce everybody just to start it off. So let's start from here.
And I'm helping out with the Sarlane Music Festival.
Okay.
And I'm Tim Johnson. I am the co-chairman of the Sarlane Music Festival, also a board member of the Sarlane Conservancy, who hosts this event.
Good afternoon. This is James Allen Popick here.
And?
And?
What do you do, James?
I just hang around a lot.
Okay.
Just a musical genius.
Just hanging out, huh?
Awesome. And I've been involved with the festival probably about 10 years. My band, 10 Foot Tall, has played a couple times. I kind of work between the folks at the Conservancy and the actual physical stage and the bands and everything like that. So I'm one of the volunteers.
Okay. But you have a band you play too.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Yes, and then we have on the keyboards, Mr.
Russell Norkovich.
Ah, yes, Russell. How are you, Russell?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good. And in the back there, we've got, let's see if I can get this right here. Probably can't. Oh, Mike?
Yes, Mike Wilchin.
Mike Wilchin, okay. Very good. So, come on in. This is my co-host here. Come on in, Rodney. Anyway, we're going to do some. What are we going to do here? Well, you want let's talk about the festival coming up.
We'd love to. It's June 17th, Saturday, a couple weeks. Music starts at 4:00. We have a local band, the High Hearts, are going to start. Real good, like folk bluegrass. Carl Deedle Five from the Clinton area. Really good. Piano-driven pop rock. Lisa Bouchel, she's from the Trenton area, fantastic singer-songwriter. Russell Norkovich is with us here today. He's going to play a little bit. He's a great singer, great piano player. Tom Talich from Philadelphia, fantastic jazz saxophone player. J.D. Malone and the Experts, they're from Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. Really good Americana folk rock, country rock. And the headliner is John Ginty Band, a fabulous organ player, soulful, jazzy blues. He's played with the Allman Brothers and Santana. He was on tour with the Dixie Chicks. He started out with Robert Randolph and the Family Band. He's played with Citizen Cope, I think. It's been all over, so we're real happy that he's going to be our headliner this year. We're looking forward to it.
Sounds great. Sounds really cool. I think I was there last year. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
This year we have a special VIP experience, and maybe Tim can talk a little bit about that, sponsored by the Ryland Inn, and they're bringing in all sorts of goodies. So maybe you can talk about that, Tim.
Yep, we've got a number of new things happening this year. We've always had fantastic music that Jim has lined up for us. It's an amazing venue. It's held on top of the mountain that overlooks the Sarlane Mountain Valley at the Hillsborough Country Club on the polo field in the back there. The sunset is amazing there. And it's always, even though last year it was held on the hottest day of the year, there's a great breeze, and so it's a great place to have an outdoor event. And as Jim said, we've got a number of great things happening this year, and one is what's happening with the VIP tent. There are limited tickets still available for the Ryland Inn tent, and the Ryland Inn is offered to host this experience. Their head chef, who's a great young chef, he's working on doing all kinds of locally sourced food, locally sourced chicken, herbs, fruits, bringing them all along and incorporating them into the meal that will be the meals and plates that he'll be serving throughout the evening. We will also served in the VIP tent will be a special punch that is sourced with local gin from the Sauerland the Sauerland Spirits Distillery, new to the area, which I'm really looking forward to that.
They're one of the sponsors also, right?
Absolutely are. They're actually
a business partner. Is it vodka?
It's both.
Both.
They'll be bringing both gin and vodka. They'll be serving gin and vodka drinks with fresh lemonade, as well as we're going to have two local breweries, Flounder Brewery out of Hillsboro, and as well as a Lone Eagle out of Flemington. So we got lots of great local alcohol happening.
Got to have the alcohol flowing.
Those are some of the food and drink delights that are happening this year. Some other new things happening this year. Something that I've always thought was missing was more of a connection with the Sauerland Mountains and education about, you know, what happens, you know, the things that exist in the Sauerland Mountains. So what this year we're going to have an area called Cool Critters, where we're having different environmental organizations bring in some of the critters that you might find on the mountain. We've got turtles, reptiles.
Did you get the bat guy?
I worked hard at getting some kind of bat presentation. It's hard to bring live bats or even dead bats, but there will be information there. I'm very much a bat enthusiast.
I got a couple of bats in my garage.
I have no mosquitoes on my property.
Louisville Sluggers.
Not that kind of bat.
Oh, I didn't miss it, I guess.
And so there'll be lots of information about environmental aspects, you know, of the mountain. We've got a beekeeper coming, teach about how that takes place, actually bringing a hive with a clear lucite panel so that you can see what goes on inside the hive. It's pretty neat.
That is cool. Yeah.
Another different kind of area that is new to the event is something more about experiences you could have within the Sauerlands, such as we've got a climbing wall. Whereas we don't have mountains, you know, cliffs that are really climbable in the mountains, but there is some good hiking and what do they call that?
Boulder
climbing or something. But we're going to have a climbing wall to give you something to do. We're going to have a bounce around for kids. We're going to have mountain bikes. Sauerland Cycles, another one of our business partners, has offered to bring up some a few mountain bikes as well as mountain bikes. We've cut a little trail that goes down around the field and then through the woods, so you can, you know, give them a shot and see if maybe that's something you might want to purchase from them. And lastly, something that's kind of close to my house, since I'm a preservationist and historic preservation contractor, excuse me again. We've got a timber frame expert coming, and he's going to assemble a timber frame building that he has taken down, repaired, and then can easily put back up to see how early homes were built in that kind of building structure.
That's pretty cool.
It's going to be neat.
That's some kind of festival.
So we're going to have more of a experience, I'm hoping.
We got a phone call. Let me see here. We'll take it. We had a phone call.
Okay. Call back. Call back, please.
Yes. So that sounds incredible. You got everything covered there. You got something for everybody.
That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Making it more
for anybody who has not been there, it's a huge beautiful, I don't know how many, like it's probably like 20-acre field at least, right? Mm-hmm. It's on the polo field behind the Hillsborough Country Club. Right. And there's a forest on one side, and you can see the Amwell Valley on the other side. So there's plenty of room for all this stuff to go on. But the thing I like about it is even though you have all this stuff going on and all these bands, it still is very relaxed. You never feel like you're crowded mm-hmm. because there's always... There's just plenty of room. It's like spacious. A big, giant backyard party.
Yeah, if you guys come out, you should definitely bring your blankets and your chairs. Mm-hmm. You can set up with the whole family. Bring a few extra sandwiches so you can stay the whole day. But me personally, because I'm a huge foodie, that's one of my favorite parts. We line the whole back of the field for the food trucks that are going to be there. And New World Pizza, they're always a favorite. Brick Farms Market. We actually paired with the local Applebee's. They're going to be bringing out a lot of stuff. That's going to be awesome. Then we've got some other food trucks as well, and it's just great to like bounce around, taste a few things, and then, you know, head over to the beer tent.
Mm-hmm.
Dance to some tunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dance to some tunes. Head over, maybe grab yourself a glass of Unionville wine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Great wine. All good.
All good. Sounds like a party.
And the weather is scheduled to be perfect.
That's right.
It is.
Yep. We got pulled.
That's great.
So we got Russell here, who's been kind enough to bring his keyboard. And Mike, he's got a bunch of percussion instruments over there. I don't know if you can see him on the webcam. but we're looking forward to having Russell this year. And
okay.
Why don't we, can we take the phone call while Russell's playing, or does that have to be done?
Let's get the phone call and put them on hold.
Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi, I was hoping to talk about the Sarolin Festival.
That's what we're here doing today. What's your name?
My name is Cassidy.
Cassidy.
And yes, I've been there a few times.
Awesome.
And it's a great experience. I also really like that there are local people from town that sponsor. I met some great people from Veridates.com last year, The Real Truth in Dating. And, yeah, it was just really exciting. But I was wondering, you said the music starts at 4. Is that when we should come, or do things start earlier?
Always best to arrive early. Get yourself all situated and relaxed. Get yourself a beverage. And
doors are at 3.
Correct.
There's plenty of parking. So, yeah, if you get there, you know, 3:15 or so, that'd be great.
What does it go to? What 3 to what?
Scheduled to go to 10, but that's the other cool thing about where we have the festival, the location at the Hillsborough Country Club. There's no curfew. They're real generous with us. So most of the time it goes a little bit past. You know, we've gone to like, I don't know, 1 year went to like 11:30. Probably won't go that late this year, but, you know,
we're not hemmed in by any time constraints.
That's great.
About 10:30, though.
Fantastic.
Oh, great. And you would say this is an event for all ages?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, bring all the kids.
Oh, great. Well, I will let everyone I know to ask them to come, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Cassidy.
The other thing cool, too, is that we have a lot of vendors this year. Last year, we had some really great vendors, and this year, we've like even expanded on that even more. So, like, a lot of local small businesses that are going to be there selling things that they've generally made, like handmade things. And then we have some other ones that are like, you know, the sunglass guy, things like that. So if you do come a little early before the music, it's great for you to be able to go around and check out what everyone's selling and offering and learning new stuff with all the informational stuff we're putting out.
Lots of things to see while the music's not going on, and that was the idea. And learn more about the area and the community and people who live in the community and run business in the community.
So before Russell plays, just want to mention that you should go to sourlandmusicfest.org is the website for the music festival, sourlandmusicfest.org, and that'll give you information about parking and the vendors as we're discussing here.
As well, check us out on Facebook. You know, we have it on the Facebook page as well.
There's a bunch of links there. So, with that, Russell Norkovich, what time are you going on, Russell?
I think we're going on 5:30-ish.
Yeah. Ish is good.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a little taste. Russell's here with Mike, but he's going to have a four-piece band with him, so it's going to be good. So
it's going to be Jim Popick and Dave Hanneman, Mike Wojcik, and myself. I'm psyched. I just want to say I'm excited because I don't live too far away from there, and I hear the festival, but I've never been there, so I'm happy to be performing this year.
Excellent, excellent.
This one's called First Time. I had this sudden crazy notion. I'm gonna jump into your ocean. I'd swim around and float for a couple of hours with you, and it feels like the first time. Oh, it feels like the first time. Yes, it feels like the first time. Every time I get with you. Life in my kingdom was so lonely. And comes the queen, the one and only. The stars aligned and the water it turned wine. Sweet wine, and it feels like the first time. Oh, it feels like the first time. Yes, it feels like the first time. Every time I get with you. And joy with all the little things that you do and the funny things that you say, and troubles won't matter to me as long as I'm rolling with you, as long as you're going my way. And it feels like the first time. Oh, it feels like the first time. Yes, it feels like the first time. Every time I get with you, 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 you.
Beautiful. Russell Norkovich and Mike Wojcik. I'll get it by the end of the show. I'll definitely get it. We have a caller on the line, if she's still there, or he's still there. Are you there, caller? Hello, caller. I guess.
Caller number two?
I guess they didn't hold on. All right.
Fell asleep.
All right, well.
Call back.
We have a couple tickets to give away in the second half of the show. So if you called in, you can call in again. And if you haven't,
we'll
please do so.
But we'll let you know later in the show when to call exactly, so you're not calling multiple times.
Right. Yes, and
there'll be a queue.
This video will be posted to PANJ Radio Facebook page later on today if anybody misses any part of this show. So that's great, man.
Thanks for having us on the show. Appreciate it. I think Russell's going to do one more, right?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one's called "No One Ever Seems to Really Love You Like Your Mama Do."
If you have a call, hold it until after the song.
I am walking down Union Street. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. Hey, wait a minute, this is Perry Street. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. And no one seems to ever really love you like your mama do. It takes a lot of living to learn the things you never knew. And when you get right down to it, it's hard to make you wed to the truth. No one seems to ever really love you like your mama do. Sometimes it's hard to feel safe and sound. You don't know what you're doing. Yeah, you don't know what you're doing. And you wanna get the hell out of town. You don't know where you're going. Yeah, you don't know where you're going. And no one seems to ever really love you like your mama do. It takes a lot of living to learn the things you never knew. And when you get right down to it, it's hard to make you wed to the truth. No one seems to ever really love you like your mama do. Forward, there is no retreat. I'm going with the feeling. Oh, I'm going with the feeling. I gotta go, I have a friend to meet. She's waiting at Havana. We're gonna dance to the Shackers. And no one seems to ever really love you like your mama do. It takes a lot of living to learn the things you never knew. And when you get right down to it, it's hard to make you wed to the truth. No one seems to ever really love you like your mama do.
No one seems to ever really love you like your mama do. No one seems to ever really love you like your mama do.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you. That's just I want to thank Mike for hanging out with me tonight.
Absolutely.
There you go, Mike.
It's nice to have some rhythm.
It's a little taste of what's going to happen down there.
Good stuff.
Oh, they hung up. All right. Well, what can I tell you? They don't hang on because they can hear us. I don't know why they just don't have a little patience there. But that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
The big city.
So this is really going to be fun. This festival, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, let me. I'd like to.
Do I get a ticket or? You know. I got to call
that,
in.
That would be like payola or something, right? Like you can't do that.
That probably still goes off.
You could volunteer, Ben.
Yeah, there you go.
He's looking for parking attendants.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. I'll wear my hat.
I'd like to give a shout out to the Sauerland Conservancy's business partners. These are companies who've sponsored all our two premier events, one being this one. This is the largest fundraising event we hold. We also hold the Sauerland Spectacular Bicycle Ride, which happens in September, which is another way to really get a feel for the Sauerland Mountains. So you just ride all around a number of different courses they've laid out. And it's just amazing the things you see. I remember 2 years when I was helping out at one of the rest stations. They said just up the road that there were two black bears, you know, sighted crossing one of the trails, and we didn't even pay for it. You know, they just did it on their own.
There was a bear in Pennington the other day.
Really? Yeah. They're around for sure.
They are.
Well,
but again, I'd like to. Thank our business partners, our newest one, and obviously I'm very happy to have them, is the Sauerland Spirits out of Hopewell, New Jersey. We also have Sauerland Cycles, also out of Hopewell, New Jersey. They're very strong presence in town, and happy they're helping us out. We've also got Kilbourne and Kilbourne, also of Hopewell. We got a lot of support from Hopewell. And also Bristol and Myers Squibb.
And Lambertville here.
And Lambertville.
Well, where did the funds go? What's the fundraising for?
Very good question, Vinny. Thank you for asking.
I know we're collecting.
It all goes to support the Sauerland Conservancy, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving the ecological, cultural, and historical
resources
yes.
of the region. of the 90...
It's 90. People don't even really know. This is. I'm glad you reminded me because people actually live in and around the Sauerland and they don't know what it is. It's pretty amazing. It's a 90 square mile region. It's a geologically unique formation, and it's the last remaining intact forest in central New Jersey that harbors endangered species.
90 square miles.
Right.
Wow.
All the money goes to support the Sauerland Conservancy, which. Does a lot of scientific work, like they've hired engineers to establish, you know, how much water is available for the residents.
Right.
You know, they do all sorts of animal and plant research to determine, like, you know, what's that one flower? There's an endangered orchid that lives in the Sauerlands, right. You know, things like that. So it's a preservation.
Yeah.
But it's also to, you know... fight urban sprawl into that area. One of the biggest things we've got going on is the pipeline, which they originally wanted to put through unique area. They've managed to skirt it around, but it's a very detrimental thing that they're trying to put through, and so we're very much supporting, you know, the fight to not have that happen. As Jim was speaking about the environmental things, the deer population or overpopulation, should I say, and this is something that we're investigating and trying to come up with a good solution. In the Sauerlands mountain region, they've established a number of other scientific entities have decided that 8 deer per square mile is what's sustainable for the forests and vegetation. We've it's been calculated that there's sometimes between 100 and 120 per mile in this region.
I was going to say eight.
It just doesn't sound like that. Just
that's a possible number.
And if that continues, you know, the devastating of the forest undergrowth and leads to erosion and pollution of groundwaters, et cetera. So it's an important factor.
What's
and
the plan for that? I don't know what you plan for that.
There's all kinds of experimentation going on to, to, you know, there's it's a tough solution.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is right up your alley, right? This is your profession.
No, I'm not. No, no as
I thought you were.
I got involved. Yeah. From the musical end. I started out, you know, building the stage for Jim. Probably 8-10 years ago.
Cool.
And now I've been pushed.
And now
pushed.
I work for him.
That's right.
See how things go.
Yeah, exactly. You see, I say yes too often. This is the problem. But then I get to rope other people in, like hey, this beautiful redhead over here. Grab her, and she's a marketing expert, so that's a good thing. I've had some great sponsor people who are getting sponsors for us this year, which is critical for a festival.
We do have a lot of people helping, putting in a lot of hours for nothing.
Right. We're all volunteers.
So if there's anybody out there listening who wants to get involved, we still have plenty of room for volunteers.
Absolutely. Always looking for new people.
On the website that I mentioned earlier, there's a special page you can go to, and there's a little questionnaire you can fill out to help us out.
Yeah, I'm really blown away by the amount of volunteers that people come out and help out in this area. I just love it. You know, I don't live in this area, but it's just feels so good that community is a community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's critical to this event because it wouldn't be happening without the volunteers.
Right.
And our other events as well. As Jim said, we're a nonprofit organization.
Right.
We only have 2 staff members. Everything else is volunteer.
Right. So. That's fantastic. It actually makes it even better. Because people want to be there,
right?
You know,
and it's community. It brings the community together, and that's all what this is all about. Also,
that's fantastic.
You know, businesses in the community all coming together for a common cause.
Good. We're gonna have to stop for a little minute, for a couple of minutes, and put some promos out there, and we'll be back with some more music and some more information. So, everybody, just hang in there, and we'll be back.
Anderson with Delish Catering.
And I'm Laura Mangone from Chambers Walk Cafe and Catering.
And we'd like you to join us on Food for Thought. What do we talk about, Laura? We talk about restaurants. We talk about
pet
recipes.
Pet peeves.
Bitchy hostesses.
All sorts of food-related items.
All sorts of
Tune
food
in.
Stuff. And sometimes not so much food stuff. We go off on segues, but we have a lot of fun, don't we?
Absolutely.
So join us on Food for Thought.
PANJradio.com, 1 o'clock weekdays.
Hey there, folks. This is Danny Rongo. You are listening to PANJ Radio. Keep in mind, you can find all of my bass-related information and plays up on DannyRongo.com, including my new musical, The Phone Call. So make sure you tune in every Sunday night for Danny Coleman's Rock On Radio between 7 and 9 p.m. Do not forget Rock On Radio. Again, Danny Rongo. Be cool.
What if your mattress not only helped you sleep better at night, it also helped you heal better? Chiromatic of Princeton's mattresses are clinically proven to reduce back pain and stiffness and improve overall sleep quality. Now in our 40th year, our patented sports mattress line specifically targets muscle recovery as you sleep. Chiromatic of Princeton prides itself on great customer service too. We show our mattresses by appointment only. Contact us at 908-200-5549 for your personal tour at our Princeton Junction, New Jersey showroom. Use the coupon code RADIO and get $100 off at checkout. We always include free shipping and our 100-night Better Sleep money-back guarantee with every purchase. Chiromatic of Princeton Sleep Systems, doctor recommended, patient approved. The chiropractor's choice for a perfect night's sleep. So call us today at 908-200-5549 and use the coupon code RADIO.
Hey, back in the green room. We've been having some fun here, talking about the festival coming up soon, Sourland, and all the stuff that goes into it and goes around it, and even the music that goes into it. We've had some really good music here, and I think we're going to have some more music.
Well, so speaking of music, Jim, this is the 14th annual Sourland Music Festival, by the way. It's been 14 years we've been doing this and growing it and had our ups and downs. But every year the music has been stellar and solid. And that's thanks to Jim Popick. He's my musical director, although he hates to be called that. That's his title.
Right.
And we're lucky enough that he brought his guitar, and he's going to do a little something of his own for us.
That's not me over there. See that? That's not me. That's somebody else.
He was young. He needed the cash.
It's from your hip-hop days.
Yeah, I was trying out for Run DMC. I wasn't even planning on playing today, but they put something up on the web saying I would, so I got to honor that. So I'm going to do a song that I've only played out maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 times.
Okay. You sure you got it down?
I should probably do something I know.
I was going to say.
So we can't sing along.
You got it down. Anybody who's going to call in, please wait until the song is over, because a little bit confusing about that. But take it away, Jim.
All right. This is called Ragged Company. That you sing, ooh, with a wicked rhyme, long raven hair flows like summer wine, but I'm just a cosmic cowboy, too blind to see, yeah, but I'm looking for little ragged company. Got you a silver chain to wear upon your breast. Reminds me of the time talked about heading west. So throw your diamonds in the fire to see how long they last. Take a walk out on the wire, forget about the past. Yeah, I'm just a cosmic cowboy, too blind to see. Yeah, but I'm looking for a little ragged company. Thank you.
silver rings and a golden key. Wind blowing off the sea reminds me of the time went down to Tennessee. Whisper secrets in my ear, put me on a train. Tell me lies and smile, dear, before I go insane. Just a cosmic cowboy, too blind to see. Yeah, but I'm looking for a little ragged company. Just a cosmic cowboy, too blind to see. Yeah, but I'm looking for a little ragged company.
Hey. Yeah.
Nice, Jim.
All right.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take a seat at the table.
Well, we've got to bring a mic around there for you. Can you just grab, you know, are you going to go there? Okay. Ah, let me get a little things fixed up here. Yeah, musical chairs. That's perfectly put. But that was great, Jim. Thanks. Thank you. That's a new song?
Yeah. I only played it out a couple times. Looking forward to maybe recording that in the fall.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
Very nice. So I was going to ask Tim, what is that instrument you got there? Not Tim. Mike.
Mike,
sorry.
Talk about your instruments?
Yeah. Sure. Which instrument are you referring to? I have two instruments there. They're made by Croker Cajones. It's a one-man operation in Pennsylvania. Eric Metz makes those out of wood.
Cajones, huh?
The first one, the box-shaped one there, that's standing up. That's Cajon. Just a box drum that you play on, it sounds
like. I wonder
like,
how they got like that name. I don't know.
Is this a PG-rated radio show?
No, you can go for it, bro.
Okay, great. So it's a box that actually has a really nice low end, sounds like a bass drum, and kind of a snare system that makes it sound like a snare. So it has a drum set sound at a low volume. The other box is a special instrument that Eric decided to make for me because I was doing a lot of shows playing brushes on a pizza box.
Uh-huh.
And he said, don't ever play a pizza box again. I'll build you one. And he designed and built that one. And it sounds great. I just
he
love
delivers,
playing
huh?
It. It's the prototype of a new instrument that we're going to call the Wojcik.
Nice. Good.
Very good.
Sounds like
actually,
good.
It's the second time I've seen Mike play his box there. And I always think it's some kind of magic in there. I go look underneath and see what's going on. There's got to be wires or something. It's
yeah,
really
it's
neat.
It's got some nice sound.
Really
yeah.
neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was thinking on the way over here, you're playing with Russell. You play
yes.
the K.D. Brown Band sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You play with
Trio of Madness.
Trio of Madness. You play with Phil and the Blanks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You play with Bonk. That's your
yep. That's my
like,
solo gig.
Thing. And what else? So that's like five bands or something you play in?
Yeah, when people ask me what bands I play with, I just say all of them.
got to keep busy in that business,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Just a little reminder, we're talking about the Soundland Music Festival, and we've got a couple of the artists who are going to be performing there. Saturday, June 17th, doors open at 3, and tickets at soundlandmusicfest.com. Oops, excuse me, .org. We're a nonprofit organization.
That's great. Russell, are you going to play another tune?
I can
can if you like.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You want to draw me a mic?
Sure. My arm being twisted.
This song, actually, I'm working on this one. It's going to be a single that I'm releasing. Mike's never played it before. He's got it.
Mike on the cojones.
This one's called Secret. I have been so unkind to my heart and my mind. I have been living a lie, lying to myself and pleasing others. Oh, why? And I want to know the secret. Know the secret you've been keeping. And I want to know the secret. Do 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 do. I am a slave to me, and my astrology. Venus spinning in house, number 9, that's just the way I will be. Yeah, yeah. And I want to know the secret. Know the secret you've been keeping. And I want to know the secret. Yeah. Whoa. And I want to know the secret. Know the secret you've been keeping. And I want to know the secret, oh God. Know the secret you've been keeping. Ooh. Ooh.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russell.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So
if anybody would like to get a pair of free tickets,
yeah, please call in.
What's the number?
609-460-4673.
Now's your cue to call.
Now's the time to call in. Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for having us here.
Oh, it's nice.
Really?
It's always
you.
A fun time to come in.
Absolutely.
And talk a little bit about the Sourlands and play a little music. Thanks for Russell and Mike to come down to kind of on the early side a little bit. But
what's that?
It's always the right time.
It's always the right time.
Yeah, thank you for having me too.
No, no,
really appreciate it. Yeah,
and look forward to seeing you at the festival too, Russell.
Yeah, I'm looking.
It'll
forward
be great.
To it.
So awesome. What are the bands playing? Do you have that list
again?
Yeah,
one more time, we'll give the list. Our headliner is John Ginty. As I mentioned before, he's a phenomenal organ player. Some of his resume includes playing with Santana, the Allman Brothers. He was on tour with the Dixie Chicks. He's got a great like soul, funky rock sound. J.D. Malone and the Experts. That's electric country folk rock. Tom Touch, fantastic jazz saxophone player. Russell Norkovich is going to have his four-piece. Lisa Bouchelle, amazing singer. She's worked with John Popper. She sang with Bon Jovi and Springsteen. She's done backup work for them.
Hold on, caller. I'm going to call her.
Okay. And Carl Dietl, 5, and the High Hearts.
Hello?
Okay, caller. What's happening?
Hello?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah. Did I win?
You won. What's your name?
You did it.
Yes, you won. That's fantastic.
I am excited. Woo!
Excellent.
All right.
What's your name?
Violet.
Where are you from, Violet?
Branchburg.
Excellent.
Jersey.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's a distance, isn't it, Branchburg? From
No. I'm about 15 minutes from the Sarah Line.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's glad it's in the other direction from where we are, equidistant, I would say. So that's great. Great you're listening, too.
It was the first time I saw the advertisement for your show, and I've been enjoying the music. It's been great.
Appreciate that.
Great.
Thank you very much. Can you email your phone number to PANJ Radio?
Say that.
Unless you feel comfortable giving us your phone number over the air, I was going to suggest that
or email address,
email
some a contact.
How are we going to contact you?
You can text me or text anybody with a phone here.
I will text you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
give the number.
My number is 732-259-3129. That's Vinny.
Okay,
732-259-3129.
Okay, and it's Vinny?
Yep.
And you just need my phone number?
Yes, and you put your name on there so we know
and
who
you are. And you contacted us on the show.
And the Sourland Conservancy will get back to you with the tickets.
Okay, all right. So I just need to give you my phone number, and then what will happen after that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Someone from the Sourland Conservancy will contact you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Look forward to seeing
you. Thank you, Val.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, man.
All right. That's one.
We got a happy winner.
Thank you very much.
We had a couple of calls before, but the music was on and they didn't wait. So maybe they'll call back.
It's all about timing.
That's it, isn't it? Location and timing.
So I'd like to thank some more sponsors, I guess. Once again, we've got our adult beverage sponsors. We have Unionville Vineyard. They're our wine purveyor for the event, just down the road from us. Beautiful, beautiful spot, and make some terrific wine. Actually, of all the local vineyards, the wines that they make, they use, I believe it's 85%. Of the juices and grapes are their own. Mm-hmm. Most other vineyards, mm-hmm. even in the area, you know, they bring in stuff from California and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they predominantly use their own grapes. So that's we like that homegrown stuff. Literally.
Will they be there in a truck?
What's that?
Hold it up if you want to see it on the monitor.
No, that's just the poster. Not just the poster. It is the poster.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very close.
Good enough.
Sourland
Music Fest. Yeah. Make them focus.
And June 17th.
Sourlandmusicfest.org.
That's it.
Yeah, so we've got Flounder Brewery out of Hillsboro. We've got Lone Eagle Brewery out of Flemington. And a new sponsor this year, Brick Farm Market out of Hopewell. They're also associated with the Sourland Mountain Spirits, which is one of our other business partners. So we're really happy to have them all, you know, on board this year.
Will they be like trucks with them hanging out, or how does that work?
They will. We have an adult beverage tent. It used to be a beer tent and then a beer and wine tent. And now it's an adult beverage tent, which I like how we just keep expanding that.
Right.
But and so that would all be served at tables there. But there's any number of food trucks. We've got New World Pizza, Philly Fries, making all kinds of interesting fry combinations. You know, your basic fries with gravy, but they do buffalo wing French fries. You know, any number of interesting combinations. So that'll be good. There's a Thai food vendor who we've had before, and that's always a big seller.
Cool, yeah.
And one of our sponsors this year, I'm very happy to have, is Applebee's. They decided to. They want to help out. It's just a community thing. They're giving all the proceeds of their. They're just doing very simple hot dogs and hamburgers, which is a basic necessity at a festival. But all the proceeds go to the Sourland Conservancy, and so we're really happy to help promote them, and they're helping us out. So it's going to be great.
That's great. Everybody finds out from the. It seems like it's referrals. You know, people just hear about the festival, go to them, and see how good they are, and.
Yep,
they want to help contribute.
Invite your friends.
That's right.
That's right.
That's certainly right. Part of it. But also with these volunteers that we have who go out and talk to these businesses, it's just key to the whole thing, coming together.
Right, right.
As well as everyone involved, and so right. it's a big team effort all around.
Right. What?
They mentioned playing.
Yeah, they mentioned who was playing.
And our biggest food vendor is the Ryland Inn, hosting our VIP experience, and that's just going to be tremendous. You know, if you're able to get VIP tickets, you won't be.
They're almost sold out, though. So if you're thinking about it, I would recommend going to the website and
flying out the door,
reserving the tickets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now people should bring their own chairs and stuff like that.
It is a festival. Yep.
Right.
Bring chairs, blankets. Sleeping bags?
Did they have benches there? I thought they had benches. Last.
Nope.
No,
it's a big, open, wide open field
general
on top of a mountain.
General admission field.
That's fantastic.
And it's nice and grassy and comfortable, and the stars come out at night, and you got the music going. It's can't beat it.
And you said that you've got it hooked up with the weather, that it's going to be just perfect that day.
Got a special dispensation from the Pope.
Very good, very good. Well, this has been great. It's been a really blast here. Thank you guys for playing.
We really appreciate you guys promoting us and Green Birdie Productions and everything.
Yeah. Well, we like to be part of the community. We want to make people know that we are part of the community. You know,
that's what we're trying to promote.
This is what it's about.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
And is there anything else? I mean, we've gone over so much. I don't know if there's anything else that
we'll see you there.
We'll see. And all the information's on the website, sourlandmusicfest.org.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing you.
Fantastic. We have a couple of more minutes. Would you want to play one song to send us out?
Sure. Jim, you want to sit in tune?
You want to sing a tune, Jim?
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah get up there.
Sit in, but I'm in that crazy tuning.
Oh. He's in that crazy tuning mode.
So this is In the Green Room, and we're going to end on this.
River Talent.
So go for it.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying this is... In the Green Room, and we're going to be leaving on this song. So hope you enjoyed the show today. And don't forget, Sourland Festival, 17th of June. All right, brother, take it away.
This one's called River Town.
Hypnotized by the 45 spinning on your turntable, I am back to mono again. And terrorized by the evil eye looking in my direction, I am off and running again. Yeah. And the sun goes down upon this river town, and the darkness she turns back into day, and the clouds They roll across the deep blue sky, and I lie in the grass with you.